Today, we have a listener profile. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome back, ATA Nation. This is episode 45 of the ATA Nation podcast. Thank you for tuning in. It has been a year since we've launched this show, and man, it's been a blast. We have had so many awesome listeners, so much feedback, and it has just been so much fun to get to interact with you and share some amazing stories on the podcast. I hope you have enjoyed the podcast as well. Please, if you have, share it with the ATA Nation community. Share it on your Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. One of our insiders asked me where my TikTok was, and I said, it's going to be a while before you see Senior Master Hayden on TikTok. I had it downloaded for a little while, and it's entertaining, but man, you can waste a lot of time on TikTok, and I do not have that kind of time to waste. But today, we have actually a profile of one of our insiders. Oftentimes, I'll send out a message to our insiders about guest ideas or just what we've got coming up. And one of our insiders reached back out to us and said, hey, I did this really neat community service project, and I'd love to talk about it. And I thought it was super cool. She had an article in the local news, and I thought we'd have her on the show. So let's get right in to our special guest.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we have with us today Miss Rhea Patney. How are you, ma'am?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
I am wonderful. You are one of our insiders. You sent me a text with a great show topic that I wanted to hit today. But before we get to that, can you tell me just a little bit about you and your history in martial arts?
Yes, sir. So I started at my local ATA school in 2013, so about 9 years ago. I had done a little bit of martial arts in like an independent school prior to that, but when ATA bought that school, I joined up with them.
Awesome.
And it's been one of the most amazing journeys I could have possibly had in my life thus far.
And you're a third degree now, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Very cool. And if I'm not mistaken, I saw that you were a senior in high school. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And so what kind of goals do you have after high school as you continue your martial arts training, maybe your education? What are you planning on doing?
Next year, I will be attending Vanderbilt University in Tennessee. So that's really exciting for me. I'm really excited.
Very cool. Have you located an ATA school there to maybe continue training with?
Yes, sir. I've talked to my instructor. Master Rosa School is nearby, and there's some other schools there. We're still looking, but cool. Hopefully I can figure that out.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Vanderbilt, fantastic. Yeah, Master Rosa's down there. I know Senior Master Burns is down there. He's a good friend of mine. I think he's in the Nashville area, so I don't know. Yeah. But we connected on the insiders, and you did a really neat kind of a community service project through school, through some another organization. Can you give us a little background as to what this project was and what you did?
Yes, sir. So I guess I'll start off with just kind of how I got into this. So my younger brother has Down syndrome.
Okay.
If you don't know what that is, basically you have a third copy of your 21st chromosome, which kind of affects you physically and mentally. And so despite his disability, he's always been extremely athletic. And we found this organization here in St. Louis called TASK, Team Activities for Special Kids, which provides athletic and social opportunities for kids and adults with special needs. So I've kind of grown up around this organization, taking my brother to his sports practices. I volunteered with them through middle school and high school. And so I already knew kind of the area and the kids really well. So one day the director reached out to me and asked, hey, like, I've heard you do Taekwondo. This is really cool. I think that our kids could really benefit from the structure and instruction that Taekwondo has to offer. Would you mind teaching a class or a session for us? And I obviously being a part of the legacy program and everything, like, that was a really cool opportunity for me. I was extremely excited to say yes.
For sure.
So I talked to my instructor. He gave me the okay. And I taught a 6-week kind of session. It was like an hour a week with these kids and adults on some basic Taekwondo fundamentals. And it was awesome.
That's very cool. So it sounds like you have, you know, some experience through your regular life with individual students with special needs. Were these students mostly, what kind of situations were they in? Down syndrome, just physical and emotional things? How was it different for you teaching this?
Yes, sir. So we had a wide range of disabilities and also a wide range of ages, which was really different for me because usually in our classes, we're kind of grouped by age.
Yes, ma'am.
In our regular classes. But what I had going on here was one group from 5 to 30. And it was like 40 people or so in that room,
wow.
Which was a very unique experience.
Yes, ma'am.
So, and then we had a wide range of disabilities, a wide range of physical abilities. So we had some students in wheelchairs, some students that needed walking assistance, and then we had some students with very little physical disability and more on the autism spectrum or other things like that. So it was a wide range for sure.
Wow. And how did you, what were some of the struggles that you had teaching with that, and how did you maybe adapt or overcome to make it a success for everyone?
Definitely just adaptability, being able to change things as I went. Another big thing was keeping the group's focus.
I mean, 40 people, that's tough no matter what.
So keeping the group's focus was definitely difficult. I had to really, really learn how to project my voice in that gym. And another thing that I've always struggled with is I was listening to one of the episodes you guys did really recently, and they talked about like over explaining things sometimes. And that definitely was a struggle for me, especially because with some of these kids and adults, you really can't get too detailed, or it's just go right over their head.
Yes,
which,
ma'am,
is true for everybody.
Yeah.
So one of my big struggles was definitely like keeping it really simple, making my instructions really short, and just letting them go, and then kind of filling back in later to try and put in some of those corrections.
That's super cool. How did everybody enjoy the experience?
I think that it was a success. I worked really hard to make sure that I was including everybody. So even those in wheelchairs, like even if they couldn't kick necessarily, they could still strike or block. And I tried my best to like adapt to everybody's ability.
That's super cool. Now, have you, obviously you have some experience, some understanding. Have you used this skill, the being able to help other people like this at your own, at your regular ATA school, or even maybe at tournaments and helping judge the special abilities or anything like that before? Or was this kind of the first time teaching in this kind of arena?
This was my first time teaching in this kind of space. I did meet one special abilities ATA competitor out of one of Senior Master Howard's schools down here. She came to this and she approached me while we were training, and that was really cool. I personally have not had the chance to really spectate the special abilities ring. I'm not like that big into tournaments and stuff yet. My instructor's really pushing me to start getting myself more involved in that. But that's hopefully something I'd really like to do in the future.
It sounds like you would be a great fit for helping in one of those rings, being a good judge in there, because that's it's such a neat division to be part of. And we want to make sure that we have judges in there that are understanding, that kind of have some experience before. And it sounds like this is would be right up your alley. So I'm with your instructor and encouraging you to go definitely check out some tournaments and lend your assistance to ATA Nation there for sure.
Yes, sir.
What tips would you give someone who, you know, maybe they've never had a student come into their class before that maybe has Down syndrome or is on the autism spectrum or, you know, has a disability of some sort? What advice would you give somebody in dealing with that the first time? What are some keys that they might want to pick up on?
A few things that I've discovered is they're a lot of the time these kids are very tactile, right? Mm-hmm. So physical touch helps a lot. So like physically, as long as they're obviously okay with it and their family and or their guardians are okay with it, physically like moving their body into the position they're supposed to be. Because once they like can feel it themselves, they know, and then they can reproduce that on their own. But it's just a question of getting there the first time. So that's really helpful when teaching techniques. Yeah. I would also say kind of incorporating equipment or like things they've seen before helps a lot. Mm. So one thing I did that was really fun for everybody, my instructor in the past has done balloons with the Tiny Tiger and Martial Arts for Kids groups where you throw the balloon up in the air, work on that timing, work on that aim to punch it and kick it. So almost every single kid's seen a balloon, right?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
When the balloons come out, that's really exciting for them. They're like, wow, I love this. So then using something that's already familiar to teach the new skills can help a lot, because then it doesn't feel quite as overwhelming because they've seen a balloon before. They know how a balloon works. So that's a little bit easier than just trying to throw everything new at once.
That's really smart. I like that idea. I'd never thought of that before. So awesome. And what about just the I don't know, your tone of voice, your body language. Are there any things that we, you know, I mean, depends on how people are as instructors. You know, some are a little more rigid and whatnot, and some are a little more playful. What's your style in working with students?
Wow, that's a good question. My instructor has always been more on the playful, like fun side, I would say. So I feel like I try to, he always says like, I don't want you to teach like me. I want you to teach like you. But I would say that a lot of kind of the jokes he makes and stuff do kind of translate over sometimes. So I feel like I try and have fun and make it, I always try and make sure that they know I can relate to them, especially even though, we're obviously in different stages of life and stuff. So that helps a lot. I'll also say that I think like trying to get involved with them as much as possible. So like me maybe jumping in for one of their partners and doing the drill with them helps us stay like connected in general during classes.
That's very cool. Is this something that you think you know, is something that other instructors, you know, other legacy students across the country, you know, could reach out to their local communities and you know, replicate something like this? Is that something that you think people would enjoy?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. That's kind of what happened for me. It was very like random, spur of the moment. I didn't really expect it. So there's organizations like this one all over the country. And really, they're always looking for new experiences for their athletes. And if you just honestly, like for me, they were like, can you do this for us? And I was like, absolutely. And then they ended up offering me a job. And now I work there part-time,
really?
After school and stuff.
Well, that's super cool.
So absolutely.
So you work with them now as well. Is this something that you're looking to continue to do? Like what are your goals outside of, I guess, martial arts as you go next year to college? What are you looking to do? It's every senior in high school's favorite question.
I know, sir. At least, so my eventual goal is to become a doctor. I don't know what kind yet, but that is kind of the path that I think I'm going to pursue. Obviously, there's room for change, but I...
That's pretty awesome.
In terms of, like, this job that I'm doing right now, I kind of run whatever sport they need me to. I think right now we're in kickball, so we're doing kickball. But that initial, like, 6-week taekwondo program allowed me to develop a lot of relationships with these athletes, and it's really cool when they always come back and they're like, that was my favorite class. I really, really like that. When are you doing that again? So hopefully we can bring that back and do it a second time before I go off to college.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe train someone else there at your ATA school to help and continue on getting some more martial arts athletes there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, very cool. Well, what about your taekwondo journey? Do you have any midterm, long-term goals for that? As you get ready to kind of go off to college and see other things and do other things, what are you thinking about in your martial arts journey?
I would like to compete in more tournaments. That's not something I've ever done before. This is like my first. I've only competed in, I think, 3 so far, and this season is like my first season, so I'm kind of entering a little late in the game into the 18-29 second and third degree division.
It's
as my first division.
Yeah,
but
I mean I'm not gonna lie to you, it's not necessarily the top division to go into as a newbie, but it's never too late, and they're friendly at least.
But I've got plenty of support at my school and a couple girls from my school in that division that I've trained with. So I just want to keep like expanding my horizons with the tournament stuff because it's been really fun so far.
That's excellent. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I think it sounds like this experience and your other life experiences have probably really helped you be an even better martial arts instructor. Hopefully the legacy program and your training in martial arts has helped you work better with these kids as well. Would you say that would be the case? Is some of the stuff that you've learned in martial arts through legacy and through, you know, just the life skills helped you, you know, in this new job?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Everything that we teach, that my instructor teaches and that we learn in legacy from like the smaller things like how to structure a class. I've structured my class almost identically to how we structure at our school, with just starting off with the warm up, then the stretch, then the drill, intensify the drill, then like a cool down of some sort, to like all of your life skills. I tried to pick a life skill each class and work that in, as well as like your attributes. So like hands, feet, timing. Actually, this is a bit of a tangent, but it was kind of crazy to me how hands, feet, timing was something that I didn't have to teach. I feel like in our regular classes, that's something we have to harp on a lot, because a lot that takes a while for kids to understand that, okay, you're blocking your stance, you land at the same time, right, to keep control. But that, it was very innate for a lot of these kids, which was really interesting.
Really?
For me to see. Like, that wasn't something I really had to teach at all. I honestly had to skip the attribute and pick something else because it was already like right there. So
that's super cool. What a fascinating find to kind of see that they've developed that on their own. maybe it was more challenging for them when they're younger, and so it's something they really had to focus on earlier. Pretty cool
though. Yeah, it's possible. I'm not sure. So yeah, like, so all those attributes that we've learned about in our legacy classes, I tried to pick one every single day to like work on, whether that was speed or power or line of direction,
whatever
we were looking at.
That's awesome. Well, ma'am, I thought it was a really great article when you sent it over, and super cool to see our ATA legacy students, our instructors, you know, our youth out there, into the community, bringing martial arts to them and then helping our communities all around. So I want to thank you for doing that, first of all. And then, of course, thank you for your time today.
Of course, sir, anytime.
And make sure, you get to that next tournament. Maybe shoot us a photo of you with your new bling next time you score. Hint to your local RTTL that you might be a good judge for special abilities.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, ma'am, have a great rest of the day, and thank you.
Of course, sir. No problem.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Before we get into our upcoming events, I did want to make sure that we did another thank you to Ms. Patney. She did an awesome job with this community service event. What a cool thing. If you have a story like this that you might think would be good for the podcast, just reach out. Send me a text, 260-250-3975. Right now, that's how we collect our insiders and we kind of talk amongst each other. We're looking at possibly changing that system, but for now, send me that text. Now, as for upcoming events, the big thing, we've got regional tournaments coming up, but the big thing coming up is ATA Spring Nationals in Las Vegas. I heard that rooms have just been booking like crazy. Looks like it's going to be a really large event, a great event. So I would highly suggest that you make sure you get your registration in early. Everybody likes to wait till the last minute, but you save money and you get everything planned if you do it early. I wanted to go over kind of some of the training events, training seminars that are part of Nationals this year, because I'm pretty excited about these. First, open to all ranks and ages, 9 and up, is World Vision Tour Workout with presiding Grandmaster nominee MK Lee. This will be on April 14th from 4 to 5:30. Huge event. We want to make sure that we go and support this training vision tour with presiding Grandmaster nominee. He's been working very hard as he prepares to become the new presiding Grandmaster at World Championships this year. So make sure if you're going to be at Nationals, that is a great event to make sure that you attend. Then a lot of great weapons training at Nationals. Most of these are open to legacy members 16 and over. Talk to your instructor, make sure that you get permission. But we have the combat sparring curriculum with Chief Master nominee Kaminsky. That is a great seminar. I have actually taken it in person and virtually. Great information there. Did it with some of my legacy students. The color belt weapons curriculum at Nationals, they're going to be reviewing the mid-range Zhongbong curriculum again, which has been released for a little while now. We're working on that at my school right now with our color belts. Then the single and double Song Zhibong, which has been released. A lot of fun there. I think that was released at Worlds National. I don't know when it was. Who knows? And then the new one, this Nationals, is the single and double Bong Mongi curriculum. Those are all going to be part of Nationals. You can check those out. Very first time also is the ATA Max curriculum. This is teaching creative and extreme martial arts. You don't have to be a pro. You don't have to do flips. You don't have to do tricks. Master Sawalzi and Master Turner have created this curriculum to help develop instructors in helping teach these kinds of techniques and things to our martial arts. So the ATA Max curriculum, check that out. I am excited about that one. I'm a little bummed that I'm not going to be able to take it this time. Hopefully, maybe I can sneak in at another event or take it virtually one of these days, maybe. Black Belt Weapons Forms curriculum, they're going to be reviewing it. This is not a teaching these events. These are going to be reviewing these. They're going to do Osung Do, Sam Dan Bong, Song Not, and Ji Pong Yi this Nationals. They've been mixing and matching those a little bit. And then finally, the Yes I Can Teach Students with Special Abilities seminar. We've had good responses for that. Lots of people have said it's a great event. Make sure you check that all out. Super exciting. I got registered for some of my stuff already at Nationals. I'm super pumped. I know there's going to be some Gumdo training or testing for the Gumdo program as well. So you can check that out. And I think not announced last week when we did our episode, but now official, is the 2022 Fall Nationals in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That is super exciting. I've never done a Nationals in Pittsburgh. I remember years and years and years and years ago, there was a Nationals in Chicago. That's the closest Nationals has ever been to my home. Pittsburgh is a little further than that for me, but it's pretty close. I'm excited about that. They had to do that. There were some things already booked in Little Rock, so they were unable to have that event in Little Rock this year. So we're going to take the opportunity to head out to Pittsburgh for the 2022 Nationals. You can already mark that on your calendar, October 12th through the 15th in Pittsburgh. Information on atamartialarts.com. Then it's been announced, but official information hasn't gone on the website quite yet, but there are two other exciting training events that you might want to check out in June. One is the Athlete Development Camp. This is a camp that is taking the information from the athlete development, you know, seminars that I've done and just expanded it. It's going to be with coaches from ATA Team USA, training with current members, other members, trying to maybe get a spot on Team ATA USA. It's June 23rd through the 26th in Little Rock, Arkansas. So make sure you check that out. Got a lot of great training there in Little Rock. I have had a student go to one of those events, one of the camps down there, and they loved it. I know some other people have gone, and it's been a great event. And then this fall, I believe in October, they're going to have a leadership camp for high ranks down in Little Rock, followed by the master's ceremony down in Little Rock this year. And we'll have more information on that as we get a little closer. Maybe we'll get a guest on to talk about it. So cool events coming up. Make sure you head over to atamartialarts.com and check those out. Working on a really special guest for next week. We'll see if it gets done in time. I hope it does. But I know we're going to get this guest on soon. So I'm not going to tell you who it is, but make sure that you have subscribed, share this podcast with your friends. And until next time, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Secret section. Hey guys, how's it going? Good? Good. I got sunshine here today, which is pretty awesome because it's been like a bunch of snow recently. Really working this special guest and I have been back and forth, working on getting on the show. And I think we're going to get it done, hopefully, for next week's episode. We'll see. If you think you know who the special guest is going to be, shoot me a text. Let me know if you know who it is. 260-250-3975. Later, guys.